The first thing to do after any significant event is to celebrate it. It really doesn't matter whether it's been a tremendous success or whether there have been a lot of learnings about what hasn't worked. Celebrating is really important. And if you can do it, and I can't think of why you wouldn't do it, it's a good thing to set aside time before the end of the event or the project. Put in the diary, the celebratory. Put in the diary however you're going to celebrate it, time and place and with whom. And that's what I'm going to do today as a result of having gone to congregation, the mini unconference over the weekend. I've had the experience, and the very first thing I'm going to do is to celebrate it. The second thing to do after that kind of an experience is to debrief with yourself or with anybody else you want to. Review what happened, what you valued most, and what you're going to do with the goodies that came out of the event. And I'm going to do that today with congregation. I have a whole load of notes written down, and I have a whole load of memories. And I've even started that because this morning Roger Overall asked me, what was the number one value you got out of congregation? The next thing you do after you've done those two things is move on, and that's fine. Now, moving on in the context of a congregation means moving on in relation to the issues that have come up around the theme of community. And one of the things that pops into my head is that there are three, and I picked this up from somebody, some book I was reading recently, a very simple model, which is three kinds of communities. One is one where there are a whole load of people interested in the same thing, and they may or may not get together, well, online or offline. The next type of community is a gathering of people. It has the first type in it, but it also adds engage. You engage and have conversations in some way, some communications between all the people who have a like interest. And the third type is that you collaborate together. Well, collaborate implies together, that you collaborate. The group collaborates. It doesn't particularly matter what they collaborate about. Who knows that the plans to collaborate may have come up at the meeting of the people. People meet face to face or people meet online. But that is a very simple three types. Simple community of shared interest. Secondly, a community of engagement. And thirdly, a community of collaboration. And you clearly can't collaborate until you have a shared interest and until you have engaged with each other. I knew that before I went to Kong. I took it there. And what I discovered at Kong was that there was more engagement in between the meetings than I realized, and that there are a number of intentions to collaborate, which I overheard during the ANDAC and got involved in one myself. So that's it. That's the end of what I have to say first after Kong. P.S. And the remaining question that I have to do first today is to say to myself, how am I going to celebrate? And the answer seems to me to be, first of all, I celebrate with myself. And secondly, I celebrate by joining in the appreciations that are being expressed online today.